Koala Loo by Mem Fox. There was once a baby koala so soft and round that all who saw her loved her. Her name was Koala Loo. The emu loved her. The platypus loved her. And even tough little koala Klaus next door loved her. But it was her mother who loved her most of all. 100 times a day she could laugh and shake her head and say, Koala Loo, I do love you. Whenever she stretched in the early morning sun, or climbed a gum tree, or bravely went down the path all by herself, her mother would smile and say, Koala Loo, I do love you. The years passed, and other koalas were born, brothers and sisters for Koala Loo. Soon her mother was so busy she didn't have time to tell Koala Loo that she loved her, although of course she did. Every night, as she curled up under the stars, Koala Loo thought about the times when her mother had looked at her and said, Koala Loo, I do love you. And she longed for her to say it again. One night, Koala Loo had a splendid idea. Preparations had begun for the Bush Olympics. She would enter the Olympics. She could compete in the Gumtree climbing event, and she could win, and her mother could fling her arms around her neck and say again, Koala Loo, I do love you. Koala Loo began her training right away. She jogged and puffed and lifted weights and panted. She hung from a branch with one claw at a time till she ached. She did push-ups till her stomach hurt. And last of all, she climbed the tallest tree that she could find over and over and over again. Sometimes her mother could watch her and ask, How you going, Blossom?
Fine, just fine, Koala Loo would reply.
At last, the day of the Bush Olympics arrived. Koala Klaus had also entered the Gumtree climbing event, and everyone knew how fast she was. But Koala Loo wasn't scared. She saw her mother in the crowd and imagined her saying again, Koala Loo, I do love you. Her heart filled with hope. It was Koala Klaus who went first. Her climb was a record-breaking 22 meters in 70 seconds flat. The spectators whistled and cheered and wildly waved their party hats.
Can I do better than that? Wondered Koala Loo. I must.
As she stepped toward the tree, a hush fell over the crowd.
On your mark, said the kookaburra. Get set, go!
Koala Loo leapt onto the tree. Up and up and up she climbed, higher and higher and higher, faster and faster and faster until there she was, right at the very top. The spectators roared and clapped and stamped their feet. But she wasn't fast enough. In spite of all her training and all her hoping, it was Koala Klaus who won the Gumtree climbing. Koala Loo came second. Koala Loo went off and hid. She heard the shouts of the Bush Olympics and cried her heart out. When the first stars of evening appeared in the sky, Koala Loo crept home through the dark and up into the gum tree. Her mother was waiting for her. Before she could say a word, her mother had flung her arms around her neck and said, Koala Loo, I do love you. I always have, and I always will. And she hugged her for a very long time.